Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and both movies this week are slowly making their way into theaters everywhere, and the first one is Pitch Perfect. While trying to find something to do in college to please her father, Anna Kendrick joins a girls' a cappella singing group, but they really need some spicing up if they're ever going to beat the boys' team.
Hi there, welcome to Barton University. Any interest in joining our music group?
Shorty, get down, good lord.
I have a feeling we should kiss.
I sometimes have a feeling I can do crystal meth, but then I think, better not.
Yeah. So how should I put this exactly? This movie is crazy stupid in a ridiculously funny way, you know, it's not groundbreaking comedy or anything, but all the characters are so odd, you just can't help but occasionally laugh at their oddness. I'm kinda over the whole TV show Glee thing, so pretty much expect to be bored by this movie, but what's better about this movie? It's not all obsessed by making some deep kind of social statement or something, it's just for fun, nothing deep, easy, entertaining kind of movie. Oh, and it's over in 2 hours, so you don't have to watch it again next week to see what happens. So the best way to see this movie is go like me with low expectations and you'd be pleasantly surprised it's not a total train wreck. So in our movie night traffic light, Pitch Perfect is a yellow light. Now into another movie about students this week, but this time it's high school in The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Well, growing up is hard enough, but being the new kid at high school, it makes things even tougher. But while watching everything happen around you, you might in fact find yourself becoming a part of all of it.
You know, they say if you make one friend on your first day, you're doing okay.
If my English teacher is the only friend I make today, that would be sort of depressing.
Welcome to the island of misfit toys.
Do you think if people knew how crazy you really were, no one would ever talk to you?
Come on. Go be psychos together.
Now every once in a while a movie surprises me, and this one surprised me. The casting is perfect. Every character completely works, from Emma Watson from Harry Potter, of course, to Logan Lerman of Percy Jackson fame, and Ezra Miller, who was Kevin in such a disturbing movie I can't even say its name. All of them were great. Then there's the story. It's not your average kid goes to a dance and too afraid to ask the girl to dance. It's so much more than that, surprisingly deep. I had no idea going into this movie I was actually going to have to pay attention, but it's all pulled together perfectly. Completely captivating in a sad, uplifting, and a disturbing, triumphant kind of way, if that makes sense. So in our movie night traffic light, The Perks of Being a Wallflower is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.